All right, we've moved over to Studio 1A. I'm Kevin Connor. We have a room full of people here. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all. It's usually so quiet around here on Saturdays, you know, and it's nice to have company. Everybody came in to see Darden Smith and Roscoe Beck this morning. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I think the last time we did this, we were down in the basement in the original Studio 1A.
Right. We're moving up in the world, man.
This is nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Really nice. Yeah.
The Gilded Palace of Sing.
The Gilded Palace of what?
Sing.
Sing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just add the
it's G. It's a key consonant there.
So we're gonna hear some songs from a new album, but we're kind of way out ahead of it, right? Love Calling?
Yeah, Love Calling is coming out on July 30th.
And, okay.
But the reason we're doing this is because it's great to just come here and be at KUT, but also Roscoe's in town for a couple of weeks, and so... So I thought we'd come up and play some music.
So Mr. Cohen gave you a break?
Yes, sir.
Roscoe tours with Leonard Cohen as well. So we're glad to have you home.
Well, Leonard heard that I wanted to do a thing, so he kind of worked the tour around me. I thought it was pretty cool of him, actually. You know,
it's okay, Roscoe.
I still got to pay for my tickets. But
well, we're going to start off with a song called Seven Wonders.
Yeah, I wrote this with a guy named Harley Allen up in Nashville. And really, really great guys. I a lot of these songs on Love Calling were co-written in Nashville and with friends of mine up there. And Harley, I'd never met him, but I went into right. He's a legendary songwriter, and it's great. When I had this idea called Seven Wonders, and the whole chorus and verse and melody, the whole thing. And I went in and played it for him, and he was kind of a crank. He died a couple years ago. He's kind of cranky, and I played it for him. He sat there smoking a cigarette, and he looked at me and goes, "Well, you got a good title." So we rewrote it. Okay, here we go.
Wonder
the good Lord gave this man the perfect girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. Seven wonders of my world. Wonder why the good Lord gave his man the perfect girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. Seven wonders of my world. Oh, seven wonders of my world.
Darden Smith with Roscoe Beck and Seven Wonders from the forthcoming album Love Calling. It comes forth in July.
Comes forth. I like that. Comes forth.
And you're going to have to wait till September 6th for the official CD release party at the Stateside Theater with the wonderful Erin Ivey opening up the show.
Yeah.
And by the way, Erin has her own album release celebration this Friday. Check her website. She recorded a live album at the Cactus Cafe and has a party down on Red River. And if I brought it up, I should remember which club it is, but I'll look
club
that
DeVille.
Up. Club DeVille. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that's enough about Erin.
He can tune. He can tune a guitar.
It's my show.
He can tune a guitar and remember what I forgot at the same time. This
yeah,
is
I'll
a man
also
of,
know your phone number. And you know.
Yeah, it's a man of many talents.
Well, that's it, though.
Well, I know a lot about you, Darden, because I've been reading your blog.
My blog, uh-oh.
Yes.
I hate that word blog. It sounds like a medical practice.
I know. It's painful, the blogging. Yeah. But there's some interesting stuff on there. If you go to dardensmith.com, for instance, Mr. Smith here has a habit of walking in his neighborhood, which is not unique in itself, but sometimes you take that guitar with you.
Yeah, I love walking it. I like to take walks, and I realize that just the more I play guitar, the more songs I write. And there's something really funny about walking around with a guitar in a neighborhood. I think it used to be more common here, but it just like people look at you really weird. And I like that. And but I just find it's really great that people that come up to you and dogs mm-hmm. come up to you a lot. And which is, I don't know if that's a good comment or a bad comment about my playing, but the dogs. But children love it too, so I love doing that. And I was telling somebody last night that when Levon Helm died, I walked through my neighborhood singing the night they drove Old Dixie down, just singing. And it was amazing the number of people that came out on their porch, and like went, yeah, gave me a thumbs up, and everything. It was really, really pretty sweet, you know.
Cool.
So yeah.
Have you ever come up with a song while out there walking that has made it to a record?
No.
Okay. Well, he came up with this song.
But I've got a lot of dog friends now.
There you go. It's good to be on good terms with the dogs in the hood.
Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, it is good.
Now, this is one that Darden wrote all by himself. It's called Medicine Wheel. What can you tell us about this?
This song comes from, I was up in Billings, Montana, and I was taking a walk there at night. I was going to get something to eat, and I saw this guy laying in the bushes. It literally just passed out in the bushes, and I loved that. I didn't love seeing him in the bushes, but it was right in this main street, and he was just kind of passed out there. And then when I walked back to my hotel afterwards, he was up and he was out in the middle of the street, and it was pretty crazed. And I don't know, there's just something about it. And then being up there, I was looking at a map and I saw this place called Medicine Wheel, and I was like, how do you not write a song called Medicine Wheel? You know, so I just put those two together.
Well, he come to town looking for work back on a year or two. Now he sleeping in the bushes off to one side of Montana Avenue. Good people walk by shaking their head, saying now ain't it a shame. Another Indian boy lost to the bottle and a methamphetamines, but he dreams of horses and eagle wings, the dance of the buffalo, sacred rings, the medicine wheel. They'll be singing a thousand voices to call him home to the Bighorn Mountain above the tree line at the medicine wheel. Time rolls on. Stumbling blind, yelling in the middle of the street. The cops came around, took him downtown so he could get some sleep. And I think it was just about the break of dawn, he just slipped away. He'd been talking all night, but nobody knew what he was trying to say. It was something about horses and eagle wings, the dance of a buffalo, sacred rings, medicine wheel. They'll be singing a thousand voices to call him a home. On the mountain above the tree line, the medicine wheel, time rolls on. The medicine wheel, time rolls on.
Darden Smith with Roscoe Beck live here on KUTX 98.9. We're hearing songs from the forthcoming album, Love Calling, and it'll be out in July. And yeah, we've talked before about your Be an Artist program. You've traveled the world, literally, talking with kids, getting them inspired about being creative.
And trying to ruin their lives, turn them into artists. So, the Be an Artist program, I go to schools and... just talk to kids about seeing themselves as creative and seeing themselves as artists, no matter what they're into, and using sort of the process of collaborative songwriting to show them that they're able to do things beyond what they think they can do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes kids, well, all of us, but really, especially when you get to be a sort of, you know, 10, that's when the word no starts creeping into your life a lot. And sometimes the weirdest kids are the ones that hear the word no the most. And they need to hear the word yes the most, because those are the ones that, you know, go out and do the really crazy things that change the world. And so I just want to go out and be the crazy guy who comes into their school and tells them yes, you know.
And that has spun off into other programs like the Songwriting With program. Mm-hmm. And you've been writing songs with soldiers.
Yeah, I got really into the idea of writing songs with people that don't write songs. It's just really interesting and listening to people and so the Songwriting With program, I go into a place called Covenant House in Newark, New Jersey, where I write songs with homeless kids in Newark, which is a trip, and but really fascinating. And then also Songwriting With Soldiers, where we do put on retreats and we write songs. And so I get friends of mine that are really good songwriters, Radney Foster and Gary Nicholson, Daryl Scott. I was on the last one. Mary Gaucher is coming to one in October, and Anyway, what we do is we do retreats, 3-day retreats, where we spend 3 days just letting soldiers talk, and we write songs using their words. And so they're not songwriters, mm-hmm. but we just let them talk, but we register them as songwriter with ASCAP. You know, they're co-writers on the songs.
Interesting.
So it's really great because you just let them talk, and then as the course of the conversation, they say something because they're people or poets, even if they, and especially when people start talking about trauma or difficult parts of their life, because it's simple and because it's a fact of their life, they use very simple words, and that's what songs are built on, mm-hmm. the simple words. So it's like a gold mine for song hooks, and the songs are not always easy to listen to or to write. This, the actual writing of it can be quite difficult. But it's an amazing process, and changes both the soldier and the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
It really alters us, so it's really great.
Well, there's a really great song that leads off on this album called Angel Flight that I played at the start of my show this morning that you wrote with Radney Foster.
Right.
Did that come from the stories that you heard from
Actually, no, it all started with Angel Flight. Okay. The whole process started with Angel Flight. I was working with soldiers because I'd never been around soldiers very much at all. Just not, wasn't a part of my life. And I did a concert in Landstuhl, Germany at the airbase there. And I met a Marine there from Iraq. And as it turned out, because I was thinking that at this concert that I didn't have anything in common with these people, with the soldiers. And then this, as it turned out, this Marine, he knew about Collings guitars, which I was playing a Collings guitar. And so we talked about that, and then we found out as we kept talking that his brother-in-law is in Beausoleil, and it's David Doucette, which I'd done gigs with David Doucette, and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't think I had anything in common. And then it turned out that he was from Monroe, Louisiana, and we both knew the same guy that ran this club I used to play at in Monroe when I was 22, 23. And it sort of led me to think, wow, there's more in common here than I thought. And so we talked about writing songs, and then I just had this idea, wow, what would it be like to write songs with soldiers who had been in combat, and that's the sort of was the genesis of it. And then Radney and I then wrote a song, actually wrote Angel Flight for the Texas National Guard, mm-hmm. just as I just sort of got curious about it and started pursuing a connection. And then Radney put that song on his record and got, you know, a lot of airplay, and then he did a video, and the video went kind of crazy. And then I started getting contacted by some groups, and then we started songwriting with soldiers from that. But it started with Angel Flight.
It's a great song, and it's one of four that you wrote with Radney. It's an interesting process
on
the new album.
Yeah, there's four of them, yeah, with Radney.
Always interesting to me, though, how people, you know, get together and write songs. You said before that with the
song... You book a time. You said, we're going to get together Tuesday at 10 o'clock. That's how it works. So find out where they live, and you go there, and...
Okay, and then what happens? That's
drink some coffee.
Yeah, and you say I just have this idea, and you start playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you. I mean, we always have. Everybody has ideas, you know, and so you like to kid yourself that you have ideas, and so you just show up and you sit around and talk, and everybody has a different sort of style, and everyone has a different thing you respond to. Radney, I know that Radney responds to certain things, and so I can talk to almost anything. He'll respond to it, and so you just show up and you start playing ideas until something resonates, and you go, oh, that's an idea, and then you sort of use each other's skills. Everyone brings a different thing to a co-writing session,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that I like about co-writing is that I try to write with people who are better than I am, so it makes me look smarter. And but also they have things that I don't have, and so you can create something. I mean, you know, if I could do it by myself, I would, but I can't, so I need their help. And I like that. I mean, that song Seven Wonders, I never could have written that song on my own. It's just like it wouldn't have happened. And Angel Flight, I couldn't finish the song. I was at Radney's house. I was trying to write it on my own, and mm-hmm. and he walked into the room, just happened to walk into the room. I said, please sit down and help me finish this song. And he just sort of wrote the fourth verse, third verse, he just wrote it all. So,
what about this next song we're going to hear? Mine Till Morning.
Mine Till Morning. I heard this song title, and I mean, someone said this, as a song title, and then I just Radney came over to the house. He was in town, and he came over to the house, and I just said, "Hey, I got this song title. Mine Till Morning, and he went, ooh, and I went, and I just had this little chord thing that I was playing while we were talking, and he just started singing. It was like, it sounds pretty easy,
mm-hmm. you know. If it was, we'd all do it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. So anyway, this is Mine Till Morning.
I be yours till the break of day. We could hold each other till the light is dawning, till the loneliness of both of us goes away. Till the light is dawn, till the emptiness of both of us starts to fade. Could you be mine until the morning? Could you be mine until the morning?
Live in Studio 1A. Thank you, Darden Smith and Roscoe Beck, and another fine song from Love Calling, which will come out in July, and Darden's going to have a show in early September at the Stateside Theater, the State Theater, next to the Paramount.
I'm looking forward to that. I was in there the other day. It's really great. Really beautiful place.
They fixed it up then.
That's right.
It fell on some hard times there for a while, but it's a good room.
We all fall on hard times.
I know. That guitar you just put down there, that looks really familiar.
It's the ugliest guitar in Austin.
Yeah, but you've been playing it a while, haven't you?
Actually, no. For all you in radio land, here it is. And but no, it's a old Gibson guitar. I bought it down at South Austin Music, and it was so ugly I had to pick it up and started playing it. But it's a magic guitar. It's got songs in it. It's cool. Like this other I was playing this other guitar. It's Steve Fromholtz's old guitar, and that's got songs. The reason I bought it was it has songs in it. Guitars have songs in them, and this one has songs in it. And I picked it up and I started playing it, and it was like, oh my god! I've written a bunch of songs on this guitar since. So I've only had it about 2 years.
Oh,
so okay. It just looks like it was in a bar fight.
Yes.
Here you go. Get a picture of that, Sean.
And it didn't do well.
I think it lost a bunch of them.
Lost its teeth.
But it was great because it kept coming back for more. That's good. Yeah.
Do you like going to guitar stores?
I have a problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many guitars a man needs, Kevin?
How many?
Just one more.
There was a great store, another great store, including South Austin Music, but Heart of Texas Music, Ray Hennig's.
Yeah.
And it was a little too ironic that the company that tore it down was Heart of Texas Demolition Company. So they're putting up a big building there.
That's right. Yeah.
Big buildings.
There you go. I used to buy guitars there. It's great.
Love Calling is the name of the album. This cover, again, radio visuals here. I'm not sure what this is. Somebody's been hoisted on a wheel with knives and swords in the back.
Yeah, it's really romantic. Yeah, we picked it for its realism. I don't know. The guys at Pentagram, DJ Stout and Stu Taylor at Pentagram designed it, and they found this. It's like a 300-year-old etching, and I was trying to, be a little edgy. So I thought I'd put that on there. It was like, give me some vibe. And so people see it and they either go, wow, that's cool. Or they see it and they go, huh.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
My last record cover had a picture of an 8,000-pound Hereford bull on it. And I kept saying, "This is suit make me look fat," kind of thing. So I thought I'd go the other way. So
we're gonna get the title track now to the forthcoming album.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
In a faraway town, two people walking as the rain comes down. Step into shadows, kissing as a flash of light. The calm next morning, nothing was the same. And both of their lives are rearranged. Sound like a movie, but it's real life. Happen when you least expect it, when you're about to lose all hope, when you're down at the bottom of the road. But love comes to those who listen. The sound of the heartbeat, the rhythm of the falling tear. And if love what you're missing, open your mind, you will hear love calling. Some people judge them. Said it was wrong, but after a little more time had gone, even those doubters had to believe. Yeah, whatever happened in the shadows at night, and what they saw in the flash of light made them willing to risk everything. You see, it happened when expected, when you're about to lose all hope, when you're down at the bottom of the road. Love comes to those who listen. The sound of the heartbeat, the rhythm of the falling tear. Love, yes, if love is what you're missing, your mind. coming.
How about a hand for Roscoe Beck over here? Yeah. Come on. And once again, for radio people, Roscoe has a tie on.
Yes. Man. And a cap.
And a cap.
Very yeah. cool.
I got
Very
glasses cool. on.
Yeah. And we welcome you home, Roscoe.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time at home. Darden, always a pleasure. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's like the first time Roscoe and I ever played together was years ago at KUT.
That's right.
So, God, probably maybe 10, 12 years ago?
93,
wow, yeah, wow.
But I remember the first time I ever heard Darden Smith on the radio. It was on
No, man, not that far long ago, no. Man, yeah, I was 8 then.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
on KUT before there was a KUTX, long before, and Larry Monroe played Clatter and Roll. I think yeah. he played it off of a cassette.
He did. He played it off a cassette. Clatter and Roll was the first time I was ever played on the radio was KUT.
Yeah, and, a great song. And then one day I was driving, and because there's a line in the song about 4th and Congress, and I got to 4th and Congress, and who's standing there on the corner? Darden. And I was like, oh, wow, this is like...
I was trying to sell records, man.
Or cassettes. Anyway, good things... come to those who wait. So you guys got to wait a little bit for this. Love calling, but it's terrific and always a pleasure to have you on here. Roscoe, thank you. Darden, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to the audience for being here.
Yes, yeah. Thank you all very much for coming in on your Saturday.
And can I would also just like to thank KUT and KUTX and for everybody out there that supports them because they're amazing. And if you haven't sent in your contribution, send in your money.
Make your checks out to Kevin yeah. Connor, CONNOR. And also thanks you to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. This is KUTX 98.9.